THC Detox, How to Get THC Out of Your System. This article will help if you are looking to get weed out of your system fast. We will explain how to discover the best marijuana detox approaches before drug tests. You may need to detox THC from your system rapidly for employment reasons or to avoid penalties through the court system. It may be the case that you are using medical marijuana for health purposes or slash and to treat pain. Either way, if you have an upcoming drug test, you will need to know what the best weed detox drinks or pills are to clean your system. You may have a urine test, saliva test, or perhaps even a hair follicle test. In the case of the latter, there are even detox shampoos which we will discuss in this article. Read on and we'll explain the best ways to cleanse your body from weed. You should take note that it is against the law to use a detox regimen in an effort to beat a drug test in some regions including this US states. 1. Weed can stay in your system and be detectable for up to 30 days. There are even reports of people for whom weed was still detectable 2 months after abstinence was initiated. Because of this, many people have wondered how and if it is in fact possible to carry out a weed cleanse. Most THC detox pills that claim to cleanse the body of marijuana actually work by diluting the marijuana in the urine rather than actually speeding the removal of marijuana. A niacin flush is often touted as the fastest way to cleanse your system for a drug test because theoretically, it will actually cause fat to burn faster and release more THC than otherwise. It is one of the few touted marijuana system cleaners. The niacin flush is an example of the difference between dilution remedies and actually cleansing the system. There are many ways to pass a drug test, but only a few ways to actually clean your system for a drug test. How long to flush marijuana out of your system? The best way to detox your body from THC is clearly to just wait it out. It won't take longer than 30 days most of the time. For a light user, it may take less than a week. Saliva tests only take 2 to 3 days of abstinence to come up clean. While detectable metabolites will be out of your body within 30 days, the hair will maintain a record of drug use for up to 90 days. If waiting it out is not feasible, users may look for a THC detox kit. Drug tests. There are 3 drug tests you are likely to face: urinalysis, a saliva test, or a hair follicle test. The most frequently used is a urine drug test or urinalysis. For this type of test, you urinate in a cup before technicians analyze your urine sample. A urinalysis usually comes in the form of an enzyme-multiplied immunoassay test, EMIT. There are more costly versions of urine tests, but EMITs are the cheapest and most common. Testers will look at how enzymes interact with any substances found in your urine in an effort to identify and therefore detect any banned substances such as THC metabolites which may be present in your sample. As for a saliva test, these tests are easy to beat if you abstain for 2 or 3 days and are considered less invasive, hence why they have gained more popularity among employers. A less common but highly effective type of drug test is that of a hair follicle test. Hair tests involve taking hair that is 1.5 inches next to the scalp. Since hair grows at a rate of roughly 1/2 inch per month, this means that a hair follicle test can pick up on drug use for the past 90 days and possibly more if they use more than 1.5 inches, which is illegal for most types of drug testing, which significantly exceeds the detection windows offered by other common drug tests. Another type of drug test, albeit one that is quite uncommon, is a blood test. Blood tests are rarely employed since they are considered invasive and are unpopular. While blood tests are considered very accurate, they have a short detection window, which is another factor in why they are not used very often. Set up your plan. When it comes to planning a detox effort, factors you'll need to consider include how long you have till the test, your weight, how often you smoke, and your budget. There are many detox products on the market which are popular among weed users, and which product will suit you best will depend on the factors mentioned above. If you're a long-term smoker, it's possible that you'll experience some withdrawal symptoms when detoxing your body from weed. Such symptoms include a rise in anxiety, restlessness, and irritability. To overcome these challenges with a quick drug metabolite cleanse, you should first have a plan. you should consider clearing your schedule as much as you can for about a week of abstinence prior to your test. You'll need roughly a week to effectively cleanse your body of weed if you're a light user, 2 weeks if you're a moderate user, and 4 weeks if you smoke weed heavily on a day-to-day basis. You should stock up on healthy food and ensure that you have your preferred detox remedies ready to use. Consider what you could do to distract yourself during the detox, such as having movies on Netflix, books, or video games on the ready to keep your mind occupied during detoxification. While cannabis withdrawals are usually not dangerous or particularly harmful, if you are a medical user of marijuana, you should consult a physician prior to detoxing, to ensure that it is safe to do so. Your doctor might be able to assist in weaning you off medical marijuana or provide you with an exemption on medical terms. After this, the first major step of the process is to stop smoking weed. Here is a list of steps to detox from weed. Consult your doctor about ceasing cannabis use in a safe manner. Abstain from weed at least a week before the test, if not longer. Start taking a B multivitamin each day for your detox. With 3 days to go to the test, take a recommended and safe dose of a zinc supplement, daily supplement, as well as a daily papain supplement. Adding fiber to your diet, such as spinach or other greens that are rich in zinc, can also help. Within the 24-hour time frame leading up to the test, take a natural diuretic such as tea or electrolyte plenty cranberry juice. Pedialyte or Gatorade are good options. In this same time window, you should also take B vitamins, your daily zinc and daily papain supplements. By sticking with natural substances like that of zinc and B vitamins, you will avoid any health risks during the cleansing period, assuming that you don't consume any unsafe doses. You also want to ensure that you don't consume too many liquids, as this can cause water intoxication, which can be fatal. While saunas may be effective for cleansing weed from your body, it is not advised for those with no previous experience in sauna use. Instead, you can excrete sweat, and therefore THC, from your body through moderate exercises like jogging. After your body is detoxed from marijuana and its metabolites, you should have a thorough wash, scrub yourself down and shave, which can remove any residues still present in your hair and skin. A mouthwash can also help to remove THC from your mouth, saliva, and gums. Papain breaks down proteins and may break down drug metabolites. May mask THC use too. Zinc is scientifically shown to mask drug use. 3. Best detox products. For this section, we will look at some of the best weed detox cleansers for a drug test on the market, while also looking at their pros and cons. Toxin Rid. This product contains a range of courses consisting of pills, liquid detox, and dietary fiber. While Toxin Rid is more costly than products such as Stinger Detox Buzz and Rescue Cleanse, it is one of the most popular, if not the most popular, detox product you can find. This product also does not use artificial ingredients and it is vegan friendly. They include a one-day cleanse, which is touted as the best way to clean out your system in 24 hours. Cherto Premium Liquid Fruit Pectin. Cherto Fruit Pectin, also known as SureGel, is available in a liquid and non-liquid product. Many people have used it in an attempt to clean marijuana and other toxins out of their system. THC detox methods and products to avoid. When attempting detoxification, it can be difficult to distinguish effective methods and products from ineffective ones. Products to avoid. Products that do not contain electrolytes. These products are particularly problematic in that, unlike many other detox products, they do not feature the necessary ingredients to make up for a loss of balance in the body, such as for electrolytes, minerals, and means of balancing pH levels and specific gravity. Such products are not very positively rated on websites such as Amazon. Products that contain no diuretics. These products also do not do what weed detox products should. While they may feature creatine in an attempt to mask the loss of natural creatinine levels due to detoxing, it doesn't do enough to dilute drug metabolites or remove them from the body. This alone is less likely to be enough for you to detox from cannabis properly. Methods to avoid. Having a big meal before your detox. Some people have a large meal full of high fat and high sugar foods before beginning their detox with the aim of eating healthy during the detox period. While eating healthy at any point is beneficial, having a big unhealthy meal the night before your detox begins may cause unpredictable levels of drug metabolites in your system. Starving yourself. Some users may think that limiting their food consumption significantly or even fasting for the detox period could complement their efforts. However, this is not the case. Doing so could slow your metabolism, reduce energy levels, and not play any meaningful role in detoxing your body. Conversely, it could speed fat burning right before your test and cause an elevation in fat-soluble drug metabolites. You want to speed metabolism long before your drug test to get THC levels down, but just before the drug test, you need to turn off the fat-burning tap. Drinking apple vinegar. Simply adding apple vinegar to the water will not allow you to detox your body from marijuana, at least not on its own. Some sources may promote this as a method, however it is simply not effective enough to achieve weed cleanse on its own. Vinegar is healthy however and will slow digestion, which is good in the case of illnesses like diabetes as it causes sugar to enter the bloodstream slower. Overdoing it. Don't push yourself too hard. Some people go all out with a detox effort, not just following a specific method/procedure but using additional methods such as intense exercise. Pushing yourself too far may put you in a situation where you feel tempted to light up again. In order to avoid this, you should keep things measured. Also, many people have ended up in hospital trying to take large amounts of water or detox pills. Under no circumstances should you take more than the recommended dose of anything. It is not necessary. Even the most ambitious detox approaches usually only require a normal, healthy amount of the detoxifier under scrutiny. People overdo it to their own detriment. Much of the official information about detox remedies come from poison control centers or hospitals where patients have overdosed on products like niacin and baking soda. Both can be taken safely at recommended doses. Detoxing with diet and exercise. Detoxing your body with diet can be one of the few methods which may actually be effective at removing more drug metabolites from the system than would ordinarily happen. This is especially true for fat-soluble drugs such as marijuana. If you burn fat at a faster rate, more THC will come out of the cells into the bloodstream. From there it will be removed by the kidneys and deposited into the urine. A low-carb diet will burn fat at a faster rate and speed this process. Adding in exercise will cause even further fat burning and flushing of THC out of the cells. This will lead to elevated levels of THC in the bloodstream and urine, and less THC in the cells, assuming the user has stopped his intake of THC. Now the crucial step is that before the drug test, you have to stop the fat burning and close the floodgates. You do this by adding carbs back to the diet, 2 or 3 days before the test. This will stop the fat from burning and stop THC from leaking from the cells. Now you will have less THC in the cells and it will be coming out at a reduced rate. Top this off with a good dilution regimen to pass a urine drug screen. Speeding up the detox process. Detoxing your body rapidly can be achieved naturally or through using an extensive list of detox products. Finding the right product, however, is vitally important. For example, NutriCleanse offers 3 24-hour detox products, Failsafe Kit, Clean Shot, and Clean Capsules, but its products have very mixed reviews on the internet. Toxin Rid, on the other hand, is a product with very positive reviews and feedback across the web and offers, among 9 other courses, a 1-day detox course. Whether or no, a single-day detox can be achieved will likely depend on varying factors such as how often a given user smokes, when they last smoked, and which product/method they use in attempting to get weed out of your system fast. FAQ. Q. Can lab tests detect THC detox products? A. It's possible and it can depend on the product. If the detox product you use has either mostly or entirely natural ingredients and you follow the instructions correctly, then you should be fine. There exists a risk that if your levels of creatine or electrolytes are not correct, that this will raise alarm bells during the test. You want your urine sample to be clean and also appear as natural as possible. Most detox products you ingest cannot be detected. However, any product that you add directly to a urine sample, aka an adulterant, may be detectable. Q. Do I need to detox if I'm an infrequent user or took an edible? A. Simply abstaining for several days should allow you to undergo a cannabis detox if you are not a regular user, but not if you are taking a hair follicle test. For a hair test, you should use a detox method like the Jerry G method or Makujo method if you've consumed any drugs in the past 3 months. Q. Do THC detox kits work for hair tests? A. There are hair detox products such as Aloe Rid Detox Shampoo. Q. What is the detection window for hair follicle tests? A. Hair follicle tests have a detection window of 3 months to be used with the Jerry G method or Makujo method. Q. How long does it take for a detox product to work? A. Some detox products are same-day cleanse products which can prove effective in just a few hours, while others take several days to work. Social media reviews: best detox drinks for weed. There is a wide range of detox drinks on the market, and like any detox product, they can be used to detoxify the body of any drugs, including weed. On social media sites such as Reddit, you will find various reviews on a range of detox drinks. NutriCleanse 10-Day Detox is among such products. Dilution and synthetic urine. Some cannabis users attempt to get THC out of your body through dilution. By consuming large quantities of liquid, urination naturally increases, and they believe this, in turn, gets pot out the body. It is important, however, to be sure that you do not consume too much water or any liquid for that matter during a given time window, as overconsumption of liquids can lead to health problems such as water intoxication. In some cases, this can be fatal. Synthetic urine, on the other hand, is another approach that some weed users take in order to pass a urine test. This is a substance designed to mimic the color, creatine level, temperature, and pH level of actual urine. Some states in the U.S. have made the practice illegal. For this reason, it is important to make sure that you are acting within the law for the region you live in, whether in the U.S. or elsewhere, when trying to detox from weed effectively, whether by means of dilution or even through the use of synthetic urine. 9 states ban the use of adulterants to try to beat a drug test. They are Pennsylvania, South Carolina, Oklahoma, North Carolina, Virginia, Nebraska, Maryland, Illinois, Arkansas. 2 states ban the making or transport of detox products. They are Texas and Louisiana. 3 states ban the selling of detox products: New Jersey, Kentucky, and Florida. Many of these states have significant drug problems from the opioid epidemic. The best THC detox drinks which work by dilution. We have explained above the best methods to use to try to actually decrease the amount of THC or other drugs in your body. However, most marijuana detox drinks do not work in this manner. In fact, they work by diluting the urine, then replacing the creatine and B vitamins in the urine so that it does not appear to dilute. They also include water and diuretics to increase urinary output. They may sometimes include a masking agent like zinc, which has been shown to reduce the ability of a drug test to detect drugs of abuse. Mega Clean by Detoxify. Another popular and successful detox product is Mega Clean. Their detox program has the ability to improve your chances of beating a urine test. You can use it even for a supervised urinalysis. If you've been smoking each day, do not exercise or slash, and have a slow metabolic rate, and you have a drug test coming up in the next 48 hours, this product can help you. Exercise right before your test will cause fat burning, which will release THC metabolites into the blood and urine. Beyond detoxification, it can also bring up your nutrient levels and restore it to natural levels within the body in a time window of just 1 to 5 hours. Our detailed review, https://www.vgesa.org/health/detox/megaclean. Remember, the goal is ultimately to beat a drug test and not detoxification of your body entirely. You have to dilute your urine and take vitamin pills. Pros: it includes herbs that are scientifically backed. It also has B vitamins which can help with urine color and energy levels. MegaClean is available in the form of a flavored drink. It works very quickly. Cons. It's an expensive product. You need to drink plenty of water. Dilution could be detected if you don't have enough creatine or electrolytes. However, a diluted result is not often considered a fail, you will simply have to retest. Next time, don't drink too much water and follow instructions precisely. There are many ingredients, all of which you'll need to consider how they might affect you. Ingredients: Biotin, Calcium, Chromium, Folate, Magnesium, Manganese, Niacin, Pantothenic acid, Potassium, Riboflavin, Selenium, Thiamine, Vitamin A, Vitamin B12, Vitamin B6, Vitamin C, Vitamin D, Zinc, Creatine monohydrate. As you can see, it contains B vitamins which will add the yellow color back to dilute urine, creatine which will restore the correct creatinine content to dilute urine, and zinc which will reduce the ability of the drug test to detect drugs of abuse. Herbs: Burdock root diuretic A, Devil's claw liver tonic, Dandelion liver tonic, Milk thistle liver tonic, Hawthorn berry a blood cleanser, Yuva ursi cleans the kidneys and bladder, Mullein leaf detoxifies the lungs, Stevia sweetener, Fruit fiber clears the digestive tract, Taurine improves metabolism. These herbs mostly increase urinary output, acting as a diuretic. Some of them also work to detox the liver, such as milk thistle. Milk thistle is well known to improve outcomes in liver cirrhosis. Taurine is also known to improve liver function. Ice Rescue Detox, Stinger Detox, and X-Extra Clean have similar ingredients and are effective at diluting the urine. Sauna. Sauna is a popular method of drug detox and detoxing from other toxins like heavy metals. It just seems intuitive that one should be able to sweat out toxins. It is known that some toxins can leave the body through sweat, and some drugs can be detectable in sweat. A study in the Journal of International Medical Research called Safety and Tolerability of Sauna Detoxification for the Protracted Withdrawal Symptoms of Substance Abuse looked at a sauna in drug withdrawal. They found that people indeed benefited from the sauna for symptoms of extended drug withdrawal. However, a sauna may not be appropriate for acute withdrawal, especially from alcohol and opioids, as electrolyte imbalances could be worsened. It appears to make people feel better. It is unknown if it actually causes drugs to come out of the body. List of the best detox products, pills, drinks that work by actual detox, not dilution. Pills. Niacin. A niacin flush is one of the few methods which claim to work by actual detox and not dilution. Some evidence suggests it may help mask drug use. Taking more than 2 grams in one day can cause liver damage, so be careful with this approach. The CDC has cataloged several cases of niacin toxicity brought about by the use of niacin in an attempt to beat a drug test. https://www.cdc.gov/mmwr/preview/mmwrhtml/mm5615a2.htm. Toxin rid does not contain creatine but contains electrolytes and other ingredients meant to flush the system. It's one of the few detox products which does not aim at dilution. Powders. Cherto fruit pectin. Fruit pectin may bind to drug metabolites in the digestive tract and help you eliminate them from your system. Baking soda. Baking soda may neutralize some acids such as THC acids which could be detected by a drug test. Take only an amount as is commonly used to neutralize stomach acid. Taking too much to beat a drug test can and has lead to stomach rupture, vomiting blood, which can be life-threatening. Drinks. Green tea. There are many diuretics which will increase urinary output. The upside of green tea is that it also contains caffeine, etc., and other substances that increase the ability of the body to burn fat. This will increase the rate at which THC and other fat-soluble drugs leave the system. Cranberry juice. Cranberry juice is an effective diuretic that may also increase fat burning and help remove toxins from the system. THC detox kits. There exists pills and powders which are herbal-based that claim to have the ability to detox the body from any toxins, and therefore this includes THC metabolites. Many weed detox products feature fruit pectin, a form of fiber which routes THC metabolites to be excreted via the bowels as opposed to through urination. Roots plants such as red clover, burdock roots, and yellow root can all act as diuretics. However, none of these approaches are 100% effective. With the exception of same-day cleanses, THC detox products tend to need sufficient time, ranging from a couple of days to a full month of abstinence from use. It's also vital that you follow the directions correctly. Before purchasing a given product, be sure to do your research to find out whether any herbal preparation you plan on using will not cause harm to your liver or kidneys if you are seeking an herbal cleanse product. It is advisable to buy products which contain food-derived substances only or supplements that are naturally present in food such as enzymes, vitamins, minerals, or/and spices. The only way to cleanse your body of drug toxins for certain is to abstain for a sufficient amount of time, which may range from just a couple of days to 3 months before you are fully cleansed. However, you may have a drug test coming up ASAP and you don't have time to wait. One same-day cleanse that has been reported to have a kick-in time of just 2 hours before you're good to go to the test. This product is Mega Clean and Pre-Cleanse Pills. You should use this product with caution and to the producer's specifications. It combines diuretic herbs with creatine that are designed to rapidly dilute and also mask your urine. Avoid this product if you are sensitive to creatine or any of the herbal ingredients used in this product. Many detox products have the same ingredients. These are just your basics: creatine, B vitamins, zinc, electrolytes, and lots of water. That is all you need, 2 hours before your urinalysis. You don't need fancy herbs which you may be allergic to or which may cause a bad reaction. Stick with the basics. You might even already have these supplements in your medicine cabinet. Toxin Rid. This product is one of the best on the market if you are looking to flush THC out of your system ahead of a test rather than use dilution to mask use. It is usually used by moderate and heavy users. It may be a bit more costly than most detox products, but it is worth the price. Many smokers have reported a high success rate when this product is used over an extended time period. You can purchase this product in various pill courses ranging from a single day course to a 10-day course. 1 to 4 incremental pill courses. 5-day course. 7-day course. 10-day course. The 7 and 10-day courses are especially popular and are reported as being the most effective options. You must abstain from weed before starting a toxin-rid course, in order for its effects to work. Pros. Toxin-rid can remove toxins from your body. It includes entirely natural ingredients. Effective for weed and other drugs. Cons. Quite expensive compared to many other detox pills. Needs at least 24 hours for a complete detox. The success of these courses will be impacted by a range of factors personal to you, such as height, weight, and other substances that you've consumed in the recent past. You can read more about this product in our Toxin Rid review, https://www.vgesa.org/health/detox/toxin-rid. Best pills to get THC out of your body. Toxin Rid Detox. Zinc supplements. Papain. B vitamins. Best detox drinks to get weed out of your system. Mega Clean and Pre-Cleanse Pills. Extra Clean and Pre-Cleanse Pills. Rescue Cleanse. Carbo Plus. Stinger Detox. Cranberry Juice. Tea. Gatorade. Other popular products. Aloe Toxin Rid Shampoo. Rosemary Shampoo. Vinegar Shampoo. Nexus Aloe Rid Shampoo. Zydots Ultra Clean Shampoo. Toxin Rid Rescue Wash Mouthwash. Ultra Clean Ultra Mouthwash. Stinger Detox Mouthwash. Conclusion. Science has not yet produced a consensus about what substances will actually help remove drugs and other toxins from the body. While there are antidotes to drug overdose and poisonings, few of these actually removes the drugs from the system. When the drugs are in the stomach, of course, gastric lavage or stomach pumping may be used, as well as activated charcoal. Detoxers use fruit pectin in a similar way to induce diarrhea and cause drugs hanging out in the digestive tract to leave the system. However, this will only remove a small amount of the drug metabolites in the system, as much of the drug metabolites tested for will be in the cells, the blood circulation, and the urine. This is why many detox tonics target the liver and the kidneys. Improvement of liver and kidney function can help the body to speed up its own natural detoxification processes. Milk thistle is known to improve kidney function and is included in several detox drinks, including MegaClean by detoxifying. Cranberry juice is known to help the kidneys and bladder to function better, which may help remove drug toxins. Exercise can increase the rate of fat burning and of metabolism, and this can speed the elimination of drugs from the system. It may be important to stop fat from burning before being subjected to a drug test, because elevated fat burning will cause an elevated level of fat-soluble drugs in the bloodstream and urine. It's important to avoid using any unsafe supplements for a weed cleanse. Certain herbs may cause allergic reactions. Only use herbs which have been both tested and studied. Look for herbs that you have taken before, and supplements like cranberry juice, vitamins, and minerals like B vitamins, papain and zinc. Certain herbal preparations can lead to diarrhea, constipation, or incontinence. Some diuretics can result in electrolyte imbalances. Consuming too much water that lacks electrolytes may come out as dilute, and drinking too much water without electrolytes can cause water intoxication, which can be fatal, so stick to the instructions and don't drink tons of water. Ensure that you follow the instructions correctly, take all necessary precautions, and act within the law. Best of luck.